Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for listening into another episode of the IKG. Of course, I am Eric, and I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I truly appreciate you. I truly appreciate you continuing to listen and just continuing to keep that same energy, y'all. Like right now, we're on a positive vibe, and we should continue on with that positive vibe. Now, it is okay to have negative vibes every once in a while. You know, things happen. You know, you get a flat tire, or you know, something wild and wacky happens to you. But at the end of the day, it's all about how you lay your head at night. If you continue to have that negative energy at night when you're in bed, then when you wake up in the morning, guess what? That energy will continue to be had, I guess you can say. Let's just continue to just be our best, y'all, and do what we can to be our best. But definitely go to the website, imakeepgoing.com, and check it out, y'all. Just some really good stuff on there. You know, my meditation moments are on there, obviously. My previous podcast episodes are on there. Some of my videos that I've done. I haven't done any videos in a while, but more on that later on. That's coming back pretty soon, and I'm excited about it. And just overall storytelling. You know, I'm really excited about the things to come this year. I've set a vision board, and I am going to see that son of a gun through. So I think you should do the same thing too. Yeah, I'll create a vision board. But at any rate, you want to know something pretty interesting about me? I sometimes like staring out in the sky at night. I actually read somewhere where if you actually become one with yourself if you stare out in the night sky, because you are at that point, you're open, you know, because the sky is open and everything. And so you're open as long you have some type of connection with the sky. But I like looking at the night, you know, the night sky. In fact, as I'm recording this, I'm staring outside and I'm listening to jazz music as well. It's one of the most soothing things that you can partake in when trying to gather your thoughts. And I was trying to do that. And I was in my office trying to think of what to talk about. Nothing was really coming to me. But it was okay, though. It was okay. Then everything started coming to me. Have you ever had what they call analysis paralysis, where your mind is so overwhelmed with like all kind of stuff in your head that you just say, you know what, and just screw it and just don't do anything at all about it? That's me, y'all. Oftentimes, that's me. I just, as a creative, there's so many things going on in my head at one time. And, you know, there's so many ideas that I want to do. And I just get analysis paralysis where I do so much research on it. And I'm like, you know what? It's not even worth it. I begin to talk myself out of it. But there is this little hack that I've been doing now. And it is what I said earlier, listening to soft jazz instrumentals while looking outside. I mean, it just does something to me. It's like it unlocks something in the back of my mind, and it opens a door to allow all the thoughts and the emotions just kind of walk out, right? While leaving that one important thing inside of me. It's funny because when I was younger, I never really wanted to listen to jazz music at all because I thought it was old music, like whatever, I don't want to listen to that. But now that I'm older, I see why the older people used to play this all the time, because it truly is soothing, y'all. And it has to be instrumentals, because sometimes, you know, the words can distract you. Like if you're listening to a song and you know the words of the song or whatever, it can distract you from what's going on sometimes. But I remember seeing somewhere where if you listen to instrumentals, it actually allows your brain to feel the music, because it has no words to reference it, right? So you begin to hear the passion from the instruments, from like the saxophone or from the piano or whatever, or the trumpet. And you can begin to formulate your own words also for the song. You know, you can just begin to feel whatever they're playing, and you begin to kind of fall in line with whatever the music is. But again, I was listening to jazz, and once all of my thoughts kind of left my brain, it left me with one thing, which was purpose. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit. I was watching this YouTube video with Pastor Stephen Furtick from Elevation Church, and he said something that was pretty poignant. He said that everyone has a purpose in life. So it got me to thinking, y'all, not really about my purpose, but what I am. You know, over the past several months, I've mentioned on this podcast, I've been wondering who I am and what I do and where I belong and what makes me happy, you know, all the normal stuff. But there is one thing for the life of me I had always been trying to figure out, and it was my reason for doing things. In fact, I talked about this on the previous podcast also, called my raison d'etre, which is my reason for being. But you know what's funny about that, though? You would think it's easy to come up with a reason or a purpose, but it really hasn't been at all for me. I thought I had one before, but it just, I don't know. I guess it just didn't feel right. And from the outside, people look at me and they think that I got my stuff together. But I go to therapy. I have stress like everyone else. I have anxiety attacks. And I remember talking to my therapist about this one time, and he mentioned that I should have a mission statement, which is kind of the similar to a purpose. And the one thing that gets me going, besides the normal stuff like, you know, work, family, making a difference, and, you know, all that stuff. And I had a hard time trying to formulate what that mission statement was. But the other day it came to me in the shower. And I've said this also before, too, that I get all of my great ideas from when I'm in the shower. And as soon as I said it, I wonder what my mission statement is. It came to me like that. And it re-inspired me. And that mission statement is to be recognized as a great writer, and also to provide opportunities for others to be recognized as great writers. And it was just that easy. And as soon as I said it, I've been focused, extremely focused on that mission statement, because ultimately that is what I feel I am purposed here to do. To be recognized as a great writer, and to help others be recognized as great writers. To basically put people on, like to get myself on and then put people on. So with that being said, I've been writing a whole lot more. I've written some stories, and I've collaborated with some people to help put these stories out, and to help, you know, to put them out into fruition. And I've been exercising a lot too, as far as physical health. I've been exercising a lot. That does wonders with the mission statement that I have, because everything has to be healthy. You have to have some type of healthy mind, healthy body, healthy attitude, things like that. And all of that comes along with creating that mission statement. So I've been doing better, y'all. And I believe everybody has a reason to do the things that they do as well. If you don't have a reason, then you kind of just pissing in the wind, you know? So my suggestion to you is to come up with a mission statement, come up with a reason why you do the things that you do. And yeah, have a purpose, because without a purpose, you'll just be pissing in the wind. And before you know it, you'll be 40 plus and wondering what the hell your life has been. Do you really want that? No, I don't think you do. So that's all I really wanted to kind of present to you, ladies and gents. I really, truly, truly appreciate everything. And I truly appreciate you listening in. So until the next time, y'all, may all things work together for your good, and may you always continue to do good. My name is Eric, and I'll see you all soon.